Everybody has a way they want to be loved. And a certain author I give you homework to go and research talked about the five love languages. I'm sure you know the five love languages. Actually, I think you also know your favorite love language. So if you didn't know your favorite love language, I want to tell you that these love languages are just five as per now. So we have words of affirmation, which means that you feel loved when someone affirms you, when someone tells you they love you, they care for you, or you just love hearing the reasons why that particular person loves you. We have quality time. Quality time basically means you feel loved when your partner decides to give you quality time, to spend more time with you, to drop everything they're doing for you. Another love language is receiving gifts. So you may feel loved, or you feel loved when you receive gifts, when someone surprises you with a flower, with a wallet, or a PS5. You feel loved, and you feel very sad when someone you love misses your birthday or does not give you a gift on special occasions like Valentine's Day, Christmas, Easter, or any other holiday, maybe your anniversary. You feel some sort of way. Last but not least, acts of service. You may feel loved if that person or your partner does things for you that eases the burden around you. For instance, if they clean the utensils, if they cook for you, if they run an errand for you, or they ensure that they are there when you need them in terms of when doing something, then that's how you know that your love language is maybe acts of service. And the last one is physical touch. This love language basically doesn't mean it's not all about the bedroom. And if you're the person who you're touchy, you like hugs, you like holding hands, you like putting your arm around someone's shoulder, you like feeling someone's arm around your shoulder, and this makes you feel loved, then this physical touch is definitely your love language. So of all the five, I want you to think about your love language. What you want your partner or your friend to express to you, that's your primary love language. And you should note that they count from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You don't need to choose one, but you can start with your most favorite love language or the one that you identify with. And by identifying it with, I mean the one that makes you feel loved the most, to the one that you really don't care whether or not it's done to you, you will still feel loved. So today, I want to welcome you back to Life is an Art podcast. This is where we talk about the self and mastering everyday life challenges and becoming the best versions of ourselves each and every single day. I encourage self-growth, self-empowerment, self-improvement, everything to do with the self combined with your mental health status. So today, I want us to talk about self-love. I have talked about it before, and there was great feedback. So I want to talk about it today because I read somewhere, we are all caught up with finding the right person. The right person to spend the rest of our lives with. How about we change that notion and become the right person? Those qualities that we want to see in a person, we become those qualities, so that we can become the right person to spend the rest of our lives with. So, if love languages is something that you believe in, have you ever thought about making it about you? What's your love language? Is it physical touch? Is it acts of service? Is it words of affirmation? Is it quality time? Is it receiving gifts? Is it acts of service? You can put them in an order from your favorite to your least favorite. And I want us to apply those love languages to ourselves and call this the self-love love language. If you like physical touch, then how can you do this to yourself in terms of how can you make your body feel good and focus on your physical well-being? Well, you can do massages, you can use a soft blanket, you can do a skincare, you can take long showers, or if you have a bathtub, you can use a bathtub and take a bubble bath. You can moisturize and oil your body. You can look at yourself in a mirror and moisturize and just do all things self-care to your body. And this is one way of expressing physical touch to yourself. Let's move on to acts of service. Do you like things being done for you? Then you can try doing things for yourself that make you feel good or make life easier. You can wake up in the morning and do a general cleaning for your house. You can organize your closets, your books, your workloads. You can organize your pantry, your dishes. You can create a food menu for yourself. You can take out the garbage. You can arrange your shoes. You can put schedules for your life. You can put planners so that when you do these things, for instance, before you go to sleep today, if you have to go to work tomorrow, make sure you put a cup of water right next to your bed. Iron your clothes and put them nicely. Brush your shoe or wipe your shoe and put it in a place where you would want to see it. Put your towel, your shower cap right next, just where you want it to be, hanged well, waiting for you. So that in the morning when you wake up, it feels like someone was there and did things for you the day before, and now you just have to work, and it will make your work easier. That's one way of practicing self-love through acts of service. Are you huge when it comes to words of affirmation? Do you like hearing the words, "I love you," "I miss you," "You're amazing," "You're enough"? Then give yourself a pep talk. Encourage yourself. Look at yourself today in the mirror and tell yourself you're amazing. You're beautiful. You've got this. You're enough. Giving yourself daily affirmations. Practicing positive self-talk. I can do this. I got this. It will be okay. Journaling. Writing down what you would want to hear said to you. Tell yourself you love you as often. You love yourself as often as possible. Start improving on yourself. Practice self-improvement practices. And by that, you will be using your own love language to love yourself. Are you huge on quality time? Do you love quality time? Then spend this day alone, by yourself. Try enjoy your own company. Learn your hobbies. Do the things you love. You can decide it's gonna be a lazy day and spend it with yourself. You can cook for yourself. You can read. You can watch a funny movie or a horror movie, whatever you like, your preference. It's your day to spend your time with you. Meditate. You can do yoga, or you can take a walk by yourself or take a jog. You can just take that time to create something. And by that, you will be spending quality time with yourself. And last one. Do you love receiving gifts? the gifts make you very, very happy? Does it make you sad when someone doesn't gift you on a special occasion, especially your birthday? Treat yourself with a gift. One of these fine days, go to a nice gift shop, buy yourself a gift, have it wrapped for you, and come home and open it for yourself. You can go out, take yourself out for a nice meal in that restaurant or food chain that you've always wanted to try out. You can buy yourself a nice garment, a nice cloth. You can invest in a beautiful diary. You can also invest in your future, money-wise, so that at a later age, you might surprise yourself with a gift of interest. So, basically, what I'm trying to teach you and to teach myself is to love myself using the 5 love languages so that I can become the right person that I'm looking for to spend the rest of my life with. Because love is not about looking for that right person. Or rather, in reality, love is about becoming the person, becoming the right person. Don't look for the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. Become the person you would want to spend the rest of your life with. Talk to yourself nicely. I hope today's episode makes you look at self-love in a different angle. I hope that you will start loving yourself even more. I want you to know that self-love takes time. It takes patience. It takes self-forgiveness. It takes practice. It takes acceptance. And it takes belief. So today, practice self-love. Practice the love languages towards yourself every once in a while, and you will notice a difference in the person that you are becoming. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Life is an Art. My name is Maggie, and thank you for listening to this episode, and please go check out all my other episodes so that you can be encouraged. I also urge you to share with a friend who think this episode would really have an impact in their life. And I'll see you on my next episode. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Remember, your life is an art.